早上好，今天是2020年5月23号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦戴瓦卡布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday morning.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊！祝大家周六早上周六快乐。
And we don't have any questions, right? We finished all the questions last week.
Let me have a look first. 哎，是不是上个星期的问题都回答完了呢？得看一看。I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So,
okay. All right, so today we'll continue our reading, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 6, Chapter 3, Text 27.
好，我们今天继续来一起阅读瓦坛的第六篇第三章第27节。
And in this chapter, Yamaraj is instructing his messengers, the Yamadutas, specifically about the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
在这一章节中，阎罗王就在给予他的使者训示，尤其是关于圣名的荣耀。
So I'll chant Jayaranamanava and then we'll start the reading and discussion.
所以说我现在先来唱 Jayaranamanava， 然后我们就一起来学习和讨论吧。
Jayaranamanava Kunjabihari Jayaranamanava Kunjabihari.Gopi Janna Balava Giri Vanajari Gopi Janna Balava Giri Vanajari Yasuna Nandana Bhaja Janna Rajana Yasuna Nandana Bhaja Janna Rajana Yamuna Kriva Vanna Chari Yamuna Kriva Vanna Chari Jaya Rana Madhava Kundabi Hari Jaya Rana Madhava Kundabi HariGopi Janna Balava Giri Vanajari Gopi Janna Balava Giri Vanajari Yasoda Nandana Raja Charanjana Yasoda Nandana Raja CharanjanaYasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Kriva Vanna Chari Yamuna Kriva Vanna Chari Jaya Rana Madhava Kundabi HariJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitagore Premananda.Okay. So let's look at text 27.
好，我们一起来看一下二十七世节。
Chapter 3, Canto 6.
第三章的第六篇。
So I'll read the Sanskrit as we usually do, and then word for word translation in purport.
好，我们就一如既往的来看着梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译以及印文和要旨。
Te devasida parivita pavitragata yesarava samabhisho bhagavat papana tanno prasidata hare gadaya bhikustan naisham vayam nachavaya prabhavamakande te
他们
deva
被半神人
siddha
以及神秘仙星球上的居民
hargita
歌唱
pavitra gata
谁谁的纯洁叙述
ye
什么什么的
sarva
奉献者
samadrisha
一视同仁的
Bhagavat Prapana
投靠至尊人的守神
Tan
他们
Na
不
Upasidata
应该接近
Hare
至尊人的守神的
Gadaya
用大头棒
Abhigupta
被完全保护者
Na
不
Esham
那些的
Vayam
我们
Nacha
而且也不
Vaya
无限的时间
Prabhavama
有能力的
Dande
在惩罚
Translation My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near to them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them.
一文，我亲爱的仆人们，请不要去找这样的奉献者，因为他们以全心全力地投靠在至尊人格守神的莲花瓶旁。他们平等待人，半神人和神秘星球上的居民都歌唱他们的事迹，请甚至不要去接近他们。 至尊人格守神始终手持大鼓棒的保护着他们，所以主Brahma和我这时间因素都没有能力惩罚他们。Continuous report.
Yes, please.
要指实际上阎罗王是在警告他的仆人们说：“我亲爱的仆人们，不管你们以前有可能做了什么打扰奉献者的事儿，今后不能再做。” 脱贫于至尊主的莲花族，并一直不断地吟诵吟唱至尊主圣名的奉献者的行为，受到半神人和神秘仙星球上的居民的歌颂颂扬。那些奉献者是那么崇高，那么值得尊敬。就连主威士本人都手持大头棒在保护他们。因此，不管你们这次做了什么，今后不该再去找奉献者，否则你们就会被主威士的大头棒所杀。 这是我给予的警告，主威士有一根大头棒和一个飞轮，专门用来惩罚非奉献者。不要冒被惩罚的危险去打扰奉献者。不要说你们了，就连主Brahma或我要惩罚他们，主威士都会惩罚我们的。因此，今后不要再打扰奉献者。要旨结束 ，end of report.
Thank you very much. Om Adinata Vandashagana Janasalakaya Chatsu Militam Yena Tasmain Sri Gurudve Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantana Swaminiti Navane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Vishesha Sunyavani Pasachade Shatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken to discover their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，得以去发现他们真正的自我以及和 Krishna 之间的关系。
So previously, Yamaraj advised, or he explained to his messengers that the essence of religious life was to take up the holy name of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
之前的师节都描述到。阎罗王在向他的使者亚玛都塔的解释到，那么宗教生活的核心本质，那就是要去对，就那就是要去念诵神的圣名。
And that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and when one chants His holy name sincerely, the Lord sitting within the heart is very pleased.
而主栖居于我们的心灵之中。当任何一个人开始去念诵圣名的时候，我们心中的主就会被取悦。
Right, so, this is, you could say this is the simplest, yet most effective, form of religion.
我们可以说这是最为简单，但又却是最为有效的宗教的形式。
You know, the chanting of the holy name doesn't depend on any external circumstance. You don't need a church, you don't need a temple.
那么念诵神的圣灵并不取决于任何外在的状况、外在的条件。你不需要去教堂，也不需要去庙宇。
You don't need any rituals or formulas.
不需要去参加做任何的这种仪式。
You just need to sincerely call out the name of the Lord.
而只需要真诚地呼唤主的名字。
And then Yamaraj mentioned to the messengers, he says that anyone who's doing this, anyone who's chanting the holy name of the Lord, they're not under his jurisdiction, and he can't punish them.
并且阎罗王还对他的使者说道，任何一个在念诵神的圣名的人都不属于阎罗王的管辖范围之内，都不会受到他的惩罚。
And he says generally the devotees of the Lord that are chanting the holy name generally they don't commit sinful activities.
并且他也说到，一般情况下念诵神的圣名的奉献者都不会去进行罪恶活动。
But even if they do, because they've made a mistake or because they become illusioned,
但是即便是这些奉献者，其中有些人犯下错误，然后受到幻觉的蒙蔽，
they are protected from the reactions of, they are protected from sinful reactions by the power of the holy name itself.
但是的话呢，他们都会受到圣灵的力量的保护，而点着罪恶活动所带来的反应。
So it's in that context that we read today's verse.
因此，基于这样的一个上下文背景，我们就来阅读今天的诗节。
So in this verse, Yamaraj states very clearly. There's no way to misunderstand it. He says very clearly, don't.He tells the Yamadutas never approach such devotees.
然后在这个诗节中，阎罗王就非常清晰的说道，可以说就是他的语言表达是如此的清晰，以至于不可能能够去误解他。然后他就在说，他就对他的使者们说，你们永远都不要去靠近这样的奉献者。
He says, they are protected by the Lord.
他就对使者们说道，奉献者是受到主的保护的。
They are under the jurisdiction of Lord Vishnu.
他们是处在主威士的权力管辖范围之内的。
And we know that Lord Vishnu has four arms.
我们知道主威士有四臂。
And in one arm he has a club.
然后其中一个手上的话呢，他是抓住一个大鼓棒。
Another arm he has the Sudarshan Chakra.
而另一只手上是握住了飞轮。
And another arm he is holding a lotus flower.
然后另一只手上是拿着一只莲花。
And in another arm and hand he is holding a conch shell.
然后在另一只手上握住的就是海螺。
And so of course the lotus flower and the conch shell are offering benedictions to the devotees.
当然莲花和海螺就是在向奉献者献上 在给予奉献者祝福仁慈。
And the Sudarshan Chakra and the club are there to protect the devotees.
而飞轮和大鼓棒的意义就在于是去保护奉献者。
So it's very, very significant that, you know, after we take a shower, we decorate our body.With tilak and we chant different names of Vishnu and mark our body in 12 places to protect our body.
那么非常重要的是，在我们沐浴之后，就需要用提拉克来装饰我们的身体。我们会念诵出主 Vishnu 的不同的名字，然后在身体的12个位置来装饰上这个提拉克。
Not all of the forms of Vishnu look the same.
而主 Vishnu 的所有形体看上去都是一样的。
But the forms have different names depending upon which hand the Lord is holding, the club or the conch shell or the lotus flower.
So the four hands, those same four items are split between those four hands.
Yes.
而主 Vishnu 的所有的形体样子看上去都是一样的，但他们的名字的区别就取决于主的这个四只手上，他是握住的东西，就是那个海螺、莲花，然后大鼓棒和飞轮的话呢，是哪一只手握的是哪个东西的话，然后名字就会不同。
So I don't remember how the names correspond to where, you know, the lotus and the club, etc. are held.
当然我记不住，就是到底哪个名字对应的是哪只手握住的是海螺啊，还是大鼓棒啊，还是莲花等等。
It's easy to look up, but I didn't look it up for the class.
当然，这个要查一下，这资料还是很简单，只是我今天上课之前没去查阅。
Yeah, there's descriptions in the Bhagavatam. There's also descriptions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and especially.In the Nectar of Devotion, so somebody might want to look that up.
就是如果有奉献者感兴趣，想去查阅一下，就是主 Vishnu 的圣名的哪一个圣名是对应的那个手上握住的不同的物体的话，你们可以去查阅，比如说瓦坛永恒的彩檀俩经上面也有，然后特别是在这个奉爱的甘露这本书里面更是有所描述。
So just like when we touch our forehead with tilak or water.And we say, Om Keshavaya Namaha.
就像我们就是在装饰自己的前额，用提拉克来装饰前额的时候，我们会说 Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Yeah, so that's Lord Vishnu in the form of Lord Keshava.
这就是主 Vishnu 展示为主 Keshava 的形体。
Right. And Lord Keshava, somewhere he's holding the chakra, the conch shell, the lotus.
You were saying somewhere?
In one of those hands. There's each one of those items.
Okay. 所以说，当主展现为这个 Keshava 的形体的时候，那他的这个四只手上的话呢，就自然会对应着是，比如说哪一只手上握住的是海螺呀，还是莲花等等。
Yeah, and then we touch the lower navel and we say, Om Narayana Namaha.
或者我们在涂提拉克的时候，在触碰到自己的这个肚脐的位置的话，会说 Om Narayana Namaha.
And there we have Lord Narayana, Vishnu Narayana.
然后就会有 Vishnu Narayana.
And he also has a cloud and a chocolate and a lotus and a katsya.
而主Vishnu Narayana 他也是有一个大鼓棒、飞轮、海螺和这个莲花的。
In our chest, Om Madhavaya Namaha, then our throat, Om Govindaya Namaha.
然后在我们去触碰这个胸部的时候，就是 Om sorry, the chest is wet.
Madhavaya Namaha.
然后就是。Om Madhavaya Namaha， 然后在这个触碰喉咙的时候，就是 Om Madhavaya Namaha， Govindaya Namaha。
If any of you are marking your bottom with, Tilak or Mother, it's a good idea to always have that practice because you never know when you're going to leave your body.
所以说，如果大家去用水来涂抹在身体上涂抹提拉克的话，这是非常好的一个休息的方式，因为我们永远都不知道自己什么时候会离开躯体。
Right, and then we touch our sides, and then we touch our arms in two places, and then we touch our back and our lower back, and then the top of our head.
然后我们就会去用提拉克涂抹自己身体的两边，手臂，然后上臂和下背，然后以及头顶。
All different names of Vishnu.
然后在这些不同的位置的话，都是不同的主 Vishnu 的名字。
The vibration of Vishnu's name is there on our body.
大家可以想象一下，我们涂完提拉克之后，主 Vishnu 的名字的这种不同的震动就在我们的身体上。
Plus, we're spending our day chanting the holy name of the Lord.
并且我们还在一天当中投入时间来念诵主的圣名。
And wearing Tulsi Mala.
然后佩戴图拉西念珠。
So, when I was working on the ambulance, if somebody died, and they died recently, it was part of our job to try and revive them and bring them back to life, right?
沈慧就说，当他之前在那个救护车上工作的时候，如果是遇到那些死者是刚刚好就是去世的话，那么这个救护车的工作人员他们的职责就是要去拯救这个人的性命，就是赶紧的让他恢复这个呼吸。对，
But sometimes, especially older people.If they die suddenly, they don't want to be revived.
但是有些时候的话呢，当要是遇到年纪稍长的人，特别是老人的话，他们是不想要就是被心肺复苏的，对，应该是叫做一种复苏的这样一种过程，就是被救治。
Yeah, so sometimes those people wear a bracelet on their arm or a little tag around their neck that says, "Do not resuscitate."
I see. 所以有些时候，就对于这些老年人的话呢，他们由于不想就是被就是拯救，然后因此他们会在手上戴一个这种手绑的一个链子，然后或者是在脖子上戴上一个标签，然后那个上面的话就会写上就是不要延续我的生命。
So if we saw that mark, or if we saw that they're wearing that bracelet, then we would respect their desire and we wouldn't touch them.
因此当救护人员要是看到这个人的身上的话呢，带有这样的标签标志，那么他们这个医护人员是会去尊重这个即将死亡的或者已经死亡的人的愿望。
So similarly, Wearing tilak is like saying to the Yamadutas, "Don't touch me."
所以说，同样的，对，就是当奉献者去在身上涂上提拉克之后的话呢，就类似于，就相当于我们是在对亚麻都他们说，不要碰我。
I'm surrendered to Lord Vishnu.
我已经向主 Vishnu 臣服了。
So any of you that have been a little bit lax about marking their body and chanting the names of Lord Vishnu, at least with water, and maybe you can't go out in public in China or maybe you can't do that at work, but you can always touch water after your shower and touch your body with the water and chant the names of Lord Vishnu and protect your mind and your body in this way.
Mind and the body. So, Lord, what's the first part? Anyone relax?
Yes, you know, maybe some devotees are not dutifully practicing as part of bhakti, you know, decorating their body with the names of Lord Vishnu.
Oh, okay, so you suggest them that they can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they should, everyone should do that. Even if they become lazy about it, they should stop being lazy about it and do it.
Okay, 所以就说的话呢，如果要是我们比如说比较懒惰呀，然后没有去在用水在身上涂提拉克的话，那么重要的是我们应该这样来去做，应该形成这样的一种习惯，然后做这样一种休息。那就是在沐浴之后的话用水，因为在中国只能用水嘛，然后就用水，然后在身体上涂上主布信的不同的名字，然后以此来保护我们的心意和身体。
Yeah, and Yamaraj says that I can't touch these devotees, not even Lord Brahma can.
而主阎罗王在今天这个细节中就说到，我是不能去触碰这些，我是不会去触碰这些奉献者的，那主 Brahma 也是不行的。
And Yamaraj said, if I approached one of these devotees and tried to punish them, then Lord Vishnu would punish me with his club.
然后他就说，就如果我要是去靠近这些奉献者，然后试图去惩罚他们的话，那么主 Vishnu 就会出现，然后手持这个大斧棒，然后来惩罚我。
And the same thing would happen with Lord Brahma. If he tried to chastise a devotee, Lord Vishnu would beat him with his club.
那同样的，如果要是主 Brahma 要去惩罚主 Vishnu 的奉献者的话，那主 Vishnu 就会出现，然后会去用大斧棒惩罚主 Brahma。
So Yamaraj warns his servants very clearly, don't approach these devotees.
因此阎罗王就非常清晰的警告他的使者们，就不要去靠近这些奉献者。
And then later on in the verse, he says,Don't even go near them.
然后在这个诗节的后半部分，阎罗王都甚至说到，甚至不要去靠近、接近他们。
Because they are protected by the club of Lord Vishnu.
因为奉献者们是受到主 Vishnu 的大斧棒的保护的。
And so he mentions also, you know, the qualities of a devotee is their surrender to Lord Vishnu.
并且他还提到奉献者的品质，那就是他们是臣服于主 Vishnu 的。
And then he also mentioned that they're equal to everyone.
并且他还提到，奉献者是平等的对待每一个人。
And whatever narrations, whatever songs they sing about the Lord, even the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka are appreciating the words of these devotees.
那么无论这些奉献者口吐莲花似的，就是去讲述主的任何的事迹，然后歌唱主的任何事迹，那么半身人以及神灭仙星球上的居民，都是非常欣赏和感恩他们说出来的话语。
Of course, you know, this is a description of devotees who are on the platform of chanting Sudhanam.
说到那么，因此的话，我们都知道这里的描述，对奉献者的描述，都是指那种已经处于苏达那阶段念诵的奉献者了。
So you may be thinking when you hear this, just like I was thinking, well, I'm not really surrendered to the Lord.
我想的话呢，大家可能在听到这些地方的时候，就会想，因为我当初也是这样想的，那就是说，我还没有臣服于至尊主呢。
Yeah, maybe, you know, 2 minutes a day I'm surrendered, but the rest of the day I'm lost in my mind.
其实说的话呢，可能一天当中有两分钟的时间我是臣服于至尊主的，但是其他时候的话，我都完全是迷失在自己的心念之中。
And I'm imagining that I accept from Krishna, and I just want to make myself happy.
并且的话我们还在想象着自己是独立于 Krishna 存在的，我就只想好好的让自己过得开心，过得快活。
So Yamaraj must be talking about somebody else. He's certainly not talking about me. I don't fall into that category.
所以说阎罗王在这个世界中所谈论的奉献者，绝对说的都是别人，别的那些类型的进步的奉献者，绝对不是我，我是不属于这一种类的。
And certainly I'm not equal to everyone.
然后、这个当然了，我可没有平等待人了。
And I doubt that the demigods are appreciating my chanting.
而且我也怀疑半仙人会欣赏我的念诵的。
I remember when I first joined in Tokyo. I remember my first Mangal Arctic.
我记得最初当我在东京参这个就是进入到 Krishna 祈觉运动的时候，我记得我第一次去参加这个早上的 Mangal Arctic 的时候。
And after the Mangal Arctic, Chintamani came up to me and she said, "You know, Prabhupada says that at Mangal Arctic, the demigods are present."
然后在 Mangal Arctic 结束之后的话呢，有一个 Mataji 叫 Chintamani， 然后他就走过来，他就跟我说，他说你知不知道，帕帕说过，在这个早上 Mangal Arctic 的时候，半身人都在。
Of course, though, I had no idea who the demigods were or what that meant.
当然，当时的我的话呢，就完全都还不知道这个半神人是谁，然后也不知道就是这个到底是啥意思。
And actually, at Mangal Arctic in those days, we didn't sing the prayers of the spiritual master. We were singing the evening Arctic song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
然后实际上在那个时候的这个早上的拉起的时候，我们并没有那个时候还没有去唱这个献给灵性导师的祷文，然后那个时候唱的都是晚间的阿起的时候的所唱的一首歌，是巴克特的导库所写。
Which you know nowadays in this kind of everywhere the evening Arctic melody is always chanted in the evening, but in those days we didn't know any better. And Prabhupada, he told me he had us singing the evening Arctic song from Mangal Arctic, and then later on he changed it.
当然在那个时候的话呢，就是说像现在的话呢，是整个就是伊斯康都固定了这样的一种规则，然后在晚间的时候是唱的这个晚间 RT 的这首歌，然后早间的时候是去唱献给灵性导师的祷文。
So it's called Gora Arctic.
Gora Arctic. You mean the song that in the evening?
Yeah, that's the title of it, yeah.
然后对那个晚间 Arctic 所唱的那首歌的名字叫做 Gora Arctic。
Jaya Om Jaya Gora Chande Aruti Keso Bhaja Narita Tavani Jagamana Loba like that。
就像这样。
So the seventh verse goes Shiva Sugana.So it says there that the Lord Shiva, Sukadeva, Narada are all present, and their voices are choked in the great ecstasy of transcendental love. This is Bhakti Vinod. You know, this is what he saw when he performed Arctic.
所以说在这首歌的第七诗节的部分的话呢，然后就写到就希望 Sukadeva Goswami and who else?
Narada Muni
还有 Narada Muni 当 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在唱着这个 Arctic 这个做仪式的这些歌曲的时候，然后这三位然后他们都是都在场，然后并且他们的声音都由于这个对主的纯粹之爱的这种狂喜给弄得就哽咽了。
Yeah, so this is really confirming Yamaraj's statement.
所以说这个诗节的话呢，实际上就是在确认阎罗王今天所说的话。
when the glory, when the devotees are sincerely glorifying the glories of the Lord, the demigods are also listening and appreciating.
那就是当奉献者在真诚的荣耀着主的荣耀的时候，那么半生人也是在场，在聆听着。
So in those days, we did some of the songs we were singing. We didn't know the translations for.
在当时那个年代，我们那个时候唱歌的话，我们都不知道那些歌曲的这个意思是什么。
Yeah, and I'm sure Prabhupada explained to Chintamani that, you know, generally the meaning of the song, and she remembered it, and she shared it with me.
然后我想的话，就是当时帕帕在跟Chintamani Mataji然后解释这个这首歌的意思的时候，然后他就记住了，然后他又转述给了我。
So you may be thinking, well, Yamaraj is just mentioning the great devotees that Yamaraj and his messengers, they can't approach the great devotees. But me, I'm sure Yamaraj is coming for me when I die.
所以我想的话呢，大家肯定会想，就是哦，阎罗王在这里说的，就是他和他的使者都不会靠近奉献者。那肯定这些奉献者都是那些很纯粹、很进步的奉献者了。那肯定不是我。那我在死的时候，肯定阎罗王和他的这些使者是会来找我的。
But he already said in the previous verse. Said even devotees that are sometimes illusioned and sometimes commit sinful activities because of past bad habits, they're not under my jurisdiction. I can't punish them.
然后他在前一个世界说到，即便有些时候奉献者受到了幻觉的蒙蔽，或者是由于之前的糟糕恶习而再次进行罪恶的活动，但是的话呢，这些犯错的奉献者却仍然不属于阎罗王的管辖范围之下，他是不会去惩罚他们的。
And of course, you've heard me repeat this statement by Prabhupada. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, He said, I want to surrender to the Lord, but I'm not really surrendered. I'm not really a pure devotee.
我想大家肯定都听过我之前讲过的这个小故事，就曾经有奉献者去问帕帕，就说帕帕，然后我都没有向主臣服，然后我也不是一个纯粹的奉献者。
And Prabhupada said to him, wanting to be a pure devotee and being a pure devotee, are the same thing.
而帕帕就回答到他，就说想要成为一个纯粹的奉献者和已经是一位纯粹的奉献者是一回事。
He said, like a mango, a green mango, it's a mango, even if it's not ripe yet.
这就像是一个青芒果，仍然是芒果一样，只不过还没有成熟而已。
Yeah, so we shouldn't misunderstand this statement by Yamaraj. We're also, even if we don't feel fully surrendered, and even if we're not equal to everyone and not ripened devotees yet, we also are not under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. We're under the jurisdiction of Lord Vishnu.
所以说我们不应该去误解阎罗王在今天这个世界中他所说的话，然后就不应该去认为就是说哦，我觉得我自己还没成佛呢，我觉得我也没有去平等的对待每一个人每一个生命啊，然后觉得自己也不是这个就是成熟了的就是结果了的这个奉献者，然后因此的话，所以说不应该这样去想，就是我们仍然是不处在阎罗王的管辖范围之内的，而是属于主维须多的管辖范围之内。
Yeah, so there's so many places where Prabhupada mentions that there's three levels of chanting.
帕帕在许多地方、许多课堂啊，然后或者是书里面都提到了这个念诵的三个阶段。
Which is the offensive stage.
然后那就是这个冒犯性念诵的阶段。
Which we all begin.
而我们开始的时候都是这个冒犯性念诵的阶段。
And then there's the clearing stage and the non-bad stage where one is trying not to commit offenses.
然后的话呢，就是这个进化的阶段，那就是 Nambas 阶段，是我们努力的让自己不去犯下冒犯的阶段。
Then we're gradually becoming free from identification with the material energy.
然后我们逐渐的从这个对于物质能量的认同中解脱出来，获得自由。
And then there's the pure stage of chanting, sudana.
然后就是纯粹的念诵阶段，那就是 sudana。
And in that stage, the devotee is equal to everyone.
当到达这个阶段的时候，奉献者就能平等的对待众生。
And so, Prabhupada always refers to this verse, 1854, of Bhagavad Gita.
而且他总是会去引用《薄伽梵歌》的18章54节。
Brahma Bhuta Prasadatma, Nasashiti, Nakamshiti.Samasarvesha Bhuteshu Madhbhaktim Labhateparam. You can read it.
Okay. 18.54. 译文，处在这等超然境界的人，立即能觉悟到至尊法，变得全然喜乐。他绝不会哀伤，也不会欲求什么。对每一生物，他都一视同仁。在这种状态下，他达到为我做纯粹奉献服务的境界。
Yeah, so Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma means that we discover, we realize that we're an eternal spirit soul.
这个诗节的第一句话 Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, 然后意思就是说我们觉悟到自己是永恒的灵性的灵魂。
Yeah, so when you realize you're eternal, you feel satisfied with it.
而当你觉悟到你是永恒的存在的时候，你就会从内感到满足。
That means, prasanatma means satisfied, you know, with being an eternal spirit.
然后这个里面的梵文词 prasanatma 意思就是说，对于自己作为纯粹的永恒的灵性灵魂。感到满足，感到开心。
So in truth, we're all pure consciousness, that enlightens.
在事实上，我们每一个人、每一个生命都是纯粹的知觉存在。
We don't have a past, we don't have a future.
我们都没有过去，没有未来。
We've always been eternal spirit souls.
我们一直以来都是永恒的灵性灵魂。
Yeah, so when we realize that, we realize that actually nothing ever happened.
而当我们觉悟到自己的这一状态时，我们就会明白，其实从来什么事情，任何事情都没有发生过在自己身上。
We've always been complete.
我们一直以来都是完整的。
We don't have a past or a future.
我们并没有过去，没有未来。
So this is really satisfying to realize.
所以说要觉悟到这一点的话，真的是会带来满足感的。
So one doesn't feel like one needs anything more.
就人就不会感到自己还需要更多的东西了。
So Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nasoshati Nakamshati. Therefore, one doesn't lament the past anymore or hanker for anything in the future.
而这个诗节的第二句话 Nasoshati Nakamshati 也就是指一个人再也不会去悲伤，也不会去欲求什么了。
Yeah, so this is the level of Nishtha Bhakti.
而这个句子描述的就是 Nishtha Bhakti 稳定阶段的奉爱。
And then as one realizes that one is a pure spirit soul, one starts to realize so is everybody else.
随着一个人觉悟到自己是纯粹的灵性灵魂，那么他也会开始觉悟到所有其他的生命也是灵性的灵魂。
So you know by your own experience of the truth of yourself, you start to see the truth of others.
因此当你通过直接的体验去体验到你是谁的真相之后，你也会开始去看到，去觉悟到其他周围所有生命的真相。
This is sama sarveshu bhuteshu equal to others.
而这就是这个细节当中的第三排所描述的 sama sarveshu bhuteshu， 意思也就是说对每一生命都一视同仁。
So madhate labhate param. In that state of consciousness, one enters into pure bhakti.
然后这个细节最后一句 madhate labhate param， 然后也就是指当一个人到达这样的知觉阶段时，然后他就能进入纯粹用来服务了。
So there are many, many places in Prabhupada's books, in his lectures, and in his letters where he says that it's like sober over actually.
You mean like the words?
Yeah, there are these three stages of chanting, and this is how you can understand them.
So, in Prabhupada's books, and in the lectures, and in his letters, in many places, Prabhupada is one and again, 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 repeating the three stages of chanting, to help us understand.
And so we've understood up to this point that even Ajahnya.Was chanting the holy name of the Lord basically unconsciously. He was also protected by the Vishnu Dutas.
因此到这一点的时候，我们都可以去理解。那么阿米勒，即便他当时是这种下意识的，就是毫无知觉、毫无察觉的去喊出至尊主的名字，但是他都受到了这个 Vishnu Dutas 的保护。
This is the power of Nama Bas.
这就是 Nambas 的力量。
Just a glimpse of light of the holy name.
就只不过是那么得以一瞥圣名的光芒而已。
Yeah, so Ajahnya was protected by Lord Vishnu.
那么阿迦米勒就得到了主 Vishnu 的保护。
Then what about someone who is chanting Nambas very faithfully?
那么那对于一个奉献者是。在 Nambas 的阶段念诵圣名，但是却是满怀信心、满怀信念的去念诵了。
What if someone who's trying to chant purely?
那么，对于一个努力的去纯粹念诵圣名的奉献者呢？
Yeah, that they're dedicated their life to that.
他们把自己的一生都贡献到了这样的一种过程中。
That's called Shraddha Nambas.
这个就被称为 Shraddha Nambas,
which leads to Sudanam relatively quickly.
而这相比起其他阶段来说的话呢，就会更快的使得一个人到达 Sudanam.
How do you think the Yamadutas are looking at this type of person?
那大家想象一下 ，Yamadutas 们会怎样去看待这样的一个奉献者呢？
Do you think they're going to approach this kind of devotee?
你们觉得这个阎罗王的使者就会这样去靠近去抓一个这样的奉献者吗？
Yeah, Ajahnya wasn't even wearing tilak or, you know, he had decorated his body with the names of Vishnu either.
阿迦米勒当时那一刻的时候，他也没有去用这个卫生的名字来装饰自己的身体，就是土提拉克呢。
He definitely wasn't wearing tulsi beads.
那更不用说，他也完全没有去佩戴图拉基的珠子。
He just happened to call out the name Narayan before he died.
而他只是很偶然的在要死的那一刻，然后突然喊出主 Narayan 的名字。
Yeah, so someone who was faithfully chanting the holy name of the Lord.
因此对于一个满怀着信心的。满怀着信心去念诵主的圣名的奉献者来说，
And someone who's doing their best to avoid the ten offenses in chanting.
对于一个尽自己最大努力来避免在念诵中做出十项冒犯的奉献者来说，
And 24 hours a day, letting go of the bodily conception of life.
并且在一天24小时之内都在努力的去放手 关于生命的物质化概念，关于生命的身体化概念。
We may still be in the bodily perception of life.
我们可能还仍然处于对于生命的身体化概念之中。
But we want to come out of it.
但是的话，我们想要努力的让自己放手，从中解脱出来。
And we're starting to be able to observe when we're in a state of forgetfulness, and we come out of it.
并且我们也能开始去观察到自己，刚才又处在这种忘记遗忘这个无知的状态，那么我们就会立马让自己又离开这样的状态。
Right, we're lamenting the past less.
我们会更少的去哀伤过去。
And we're not hankering as much as we used to be for happiness in the future.
并且也不再像以前那样那么渴望在未来找到幸福快乐。
And many times we're chanting the holy name very peacefully with a heart of gratitude.
并且很多时候我们都是很平静的带着一种感恩的心态来念诵主的圣名。
These are all great signs of advancement in Bhakti.
而这些都是我们在 Bhakti 中取得进步的非常了不起的迹象。
So we just have to keep on keeping on.
Keep on and
keep it up. Keep doing what we're doing.
Okay. 其实我们就只需要继续的努力的去做我们在做的事情。
And there's no doubt, that we are under the protection of Lord Vishnu.
那么毫无疑问，就是完全没有任何疑问，我们就是处在 Vishnu 的保护之下的。
We're surrounded.By his many arms, and many chakras, and many clubs.
我们被他的许多许多的手臂，许多许多的大鼓棒和许多许多的飞轮包围着。
We're steadily going back home, back to God.
我们非常稳定的走在回归守神、回归家园的路上。
Every holy name we chant is counted and recorded.
我们所念出的每一个圣名都是被记录了下来的。
We don't have really any other aspiration except to serve the Lord.
而我们除了想要去服务主的这种愿望、这种抱负之外，就再也没有其他的心愿了。
Of course, we want to come out of the bodily concept of life, and we'd like to go back home, back to Godhead.
当然我们都想能够脱离生命的躯体化概念，能够回归家园，回归守神。
But the Lord is our Lord. He's the master. He will decide.
但是主是我们的主人，是由他来决定的。
And he's our friend, so we can trust that he's going to make the best decision for us.
并且主也是我们的朋友，所以的话，我们可以去信任，去信任主是能够为我们做出最好的安排的。
Yeah, so we want to adopt the attitude that Lord Chaitanya had.
因此，我们想要去采纳主柴坦亚的态度。
When he said, "Lord, you are my Lord."
主柴坦亚都说，哦，主啊，您就是我的主。
You can do with me what you want.
您可以对我。去做任何你想做的事情。
You're right. As a Lord.
这是您做了我的主的权利。
So you may embrace me or you may push me away.
您可以拥抱我，也可以把我推开。
But I will never leave you again.
但是的话，我将永远再也不会离开你。
So that should be our mantra for the rest of our life.
因此，主柴坦亚的这一段话就应该是我们整个这后半生、整个这余生当中的每一天都应该去记起的一个曼陀罗。
So, just to summarize, Yamaraj is giving very specific, clear instruction to the Yamadutas.Not to approach devotees and not to even go near them.
因此我们来总结一下今天的要点。 阎罗王在今天这个世界中就非常清晰的向他的使者，向亚玛都他们说道，给予他们非常清晰的训示，让他们不要去靠近，甚至都不要走近奉献者。
And he tells the messengers and the Yamadutas, if you do approach the devotees or go near them, said, I can't protect you, Lord. Then Lord Vishnu is going to do what he wants from you.
然后他继续就是对他的使者们说道，如果你们真的要是去靠近奉献者，去抓奉献者的话，那我可保护不了你们，你们就会受到主 Vishnu 的惩罚。
Okay. The gecko says okay as well.
我们说，我们家的这个壁虎，然后也说行了。
So, if anybody has any comments or questions, we'll open it up for that.
好，所以大家如果要是有感想或者是有问题的话，现在就可以发上来了。上个星期的问题都已经回答完毕了。Says that so far there haven't been any questions in the YY channel. Please wait a moment.
Okay, we'll wait a few moments. Otherwise, that's okay. That's a rare to finish this early, but that's fine.
不如说他可以再等一会，再等一等，没问题的。这种情况是比较少见的。Okay, so there's a question popping up. 我们来看，现在就有奉献者叫应该是位玛塔吉哈叫花环所问的问题。顶拜马哈拉贾，请问阎罗王不管我们，玛雅管我们，怎么能是玛雅不管我们？So this devotee is asking that you were saying that the Yamaraj is not in charge of us, means that we're not under the jurisdiction of the Yamaraj. However, Maya is in charge of us. So how can we let Maya to not be in charge of us?
Well, there's only one way.
那就只有一个法子。
And that's surrender to Krishna.
那就是向 Krishna 臣服，就可以使 Maya 不管我们。
But of course, you know, it's a gradual, you know, surrender.It can be gradual or it can be instantaneous.
当然的话我们是一个逐渐臣服的过程，但是有些奉献者是逐渐臣服，但有些奉献者是可以立刻就臣服的。
Yeah, because we have free will, and, you know, it's hard to say how long it's going to take us to surrender because it's up to us.
由于我们都具有自由意志，因此我们很难去判断，很难去说到底一个人要花多长时间才会去臣服，因为我们总是可以做出选择的嘛。
Right, Prabhupada was asked how long does it take for one to surrender, and Prabhupada says you can surrender in 2 seconds.
曾经就有人问帕帕到底我要花多长时间才能完全向 Krishna 臣服啊？然后帕帕说你在2秒钟之内就可以臣服 Krishna。
So if we really, really trust Krishna, we'll surrender.
如果我们真的真的去信任 Krishna 的话，我们就会真正的去臣服 Krishna.
And we'll give up, you know, our attachment to imagining that we're separate from Krishna.
我们放弃这种依附。放弃什么样的依附呢？我们放弃自己去认为、去想象自己是独立于 Krishna 单独存在的这样一种依附。
So even though Prabhupada said, we could surrender in 2 seconds. You know, it's a moment by moment surrender.
虽然说怕曾经这样说到，就是我们只需要两秒钟就可以臣服于 Krishna。然而的话呢，向 Krishna 臣服却是一个我们时时刻刻需要在时时刻刻做出的选择。
So the more that we actually surrender to Krishna, moment to moment, gradually the false ego, which is directed by Maya, will eventually give up controlling us and allow us, you know, to fully trust Krishna.
Fully trust Krishna. Okay. 因此的话呢，如果我们越是能够有更多的时刻，时时刻刻的去臣服于 Krishna 的话，那么我们的假我，我们的虚假的自我，也就是由 Maya 所控制 ，Maya 所这个指导着的我们虚假的自我，就会逐渐越来越多的放弃对我们的控制，并允许我们能够去完全的信任 Krishna。
Yeah, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7:14.He said that he explains the way that we move out of Maya's jurisdiction into Krishna's jurisdiction.
并且 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》第七章第十四十节也解释到，我们是怎样离开 Maya 的管辖范围，就来进入到 Krishna 的管辖范围之内的。
So Daiveshu Guru Mayi, Mama Maya Duratriya, Mama Evijay Prapadyante, Maya Metam Duratite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond it.
7.14.我的神圣能量由三种物质自然形态组成，难以克服，但臣服于我的人却能轻易跨越。
And then, as far as moment-to-moment surrender goes, there are very practical steps outlined for us by the acharyas.
然后就我刚才说到的这个时时刻刻当中所做出的臣服，也就是说我们从这一刻到下一刻所做出的所臣服，去做出臣服而言的话。实际上，Acharya 的先辈的引导是已经给我们罗列出了这些很实际的步骤，我们可以去采取这些很实际的步骤，从而来做到从这一刻到下一刻，时时刻刻的向主臣服。
Yeah, so there are six aspects of our life, you know, that we can look at, and to gauge, you know, our surrender.
To gauge our surrender.
Or to estimate. To see, you know, if we're really surrendered.
To estimate, to value, to check if we're actually surrendering.
Yeah, or you can measure, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. 我们的人生其实是包含六个方面的，我们可以通过这六个方面来判断，来衡量我们究竟在多大程度上是臣服于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, so if we look at Bhagavad Gita 1866, where Krishna says the essence, you know, of religion is to surrender unto him, in the purport we find these six aspects of surrender mentioned.
Okay. 我们如果来看到《博迦梵歌》的十八章六十六十节的话，在这个世界中 ，Krishna 就谈到了宗教的核心本质就是向他臣服。而这一章的要旨当中就谈到了这个臣服的六个方面。
Yeah, so if you look at Bhagavad Gita 1866, we'll see Sarvanam Mam Pratyaja Mamekam Saranambraja Antam Sarvapapibyo.Mokshinishami Masu Jaha, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
18.66, 放弃一切宗教，直接臣服于我，我会把你所有恶报反应中解救出来，不要害怕。
Then in the third paragraph of the purport, you'll see a verse quoted from Hari Bhakti Vilas.
在这个要旨的第三段，大家可以看到这个引用的哈瑞奉爱之美当中的一个诗节。
Anukalashi Sankapa Pratikalashi Vrajanam Rakshishatiti Vishwaso Gokripe Vrananthata Atmanisha Pakarpanye Sadhvida Sharanagati. So Sad means six.
Sad 这个词的意思就是六。
Vida means like aspect.
Vida 的意思就是方面。
Sharanagati of surrender.
Sharanagati 的意思就是臣服。
Yeah, so accept what is favorable for bhakti.
也就是去接受有益于 bhakti 的事物。
Reject what is unfavorable.
拒绝不利于 bhakti 的事物。
Always consider how Krishna is your protector.
总是去认为，总是去想着 Krishna 是怎样保，Krishna 是你的保护者。
Yeah, so we should see practically in our life how Krishna is protecting us.
因此我们应该很实际的去看到，在我们的生活中 ，Krishna 是怎么保护着我们的。
And also how he's maintaining us.
并且去实际的看到 Krishna 是怎么在维系着我们的。
Especially when you practice living in the present.
尤其是如果你在练习着活在当下的话
，you quickly realize that you are pure spirit soul.
那么你会很快的觉悟到你是个纯粹的灵性灵魂
，and that your life is coming from Krishna.
并且也会很快的觉悟到你的生命是来自 Krishna 的。
And then there's two more aspects.
然后还有另外两个方面。
Atma nishtha means.That your only interest is to execute Krishna's will.
然后这个诗节的倒数第二行 ，Atma Nik Shepa 的意思就是说，你是只感兴趣于去执行主的意愿。
And Karpanya means to always be meek and humble.
然后最后这个词，它。他念的意思就是说，总是保持一种很谦卑的、恭顺的态度。
In other words, to realize you're not the doer.
换言之，就是去觉悟到你并不是作为者，你并不是行动者。
Yeah, so if we apply these, you know, the six aspects of surrender in our life, then gradually we move from the jurisdiction of Maya to the jurisdiction of Krishna.
因此如果我们实际的在自己的生活中运用就臣服的六个方面，那么我们渐渐的就会从 Maya 的管辖然后进入到 Krishna 的管辖之中。
But this verse says Daiviyeshu Gunamaya Krishna saying Maya is under my jurisdiction.
而并且 Krishna 也说到 Maya 是处于他的管辖之内， Maya 是处于 Krishna 的管辖之内的。
Yeah, so, if Krishna sees that we want to come under his jurisdiction, then Maya works in such a way to help us do that.
Help us do that. 因此，如果 Krishna 看到我们是很努力的想要去得到他的管辖，想要去被他管的话，那么 Maya 就会帮助我们，以某种方式来帮助我们，促使我们能够被 Krishna 管。
Yeah, so, you know, Maya arranges our life in such a way that we'll want to give up Maya and surrender to Krishna.
然后 Maya 就会以这种方式来安排我们的生活，促使我们去放弃 Maya 的生活，然后转而去投靠 Krishna.
Yeah, most devotees, you know, in hindsight, we can look back at our life and we can see different attachments we've had and how.Krishna has arranged our life in such a way to help us give up those attachments.
并且的话呢，绝大多数的奉献者，就是当他们回顾自己的过往人生的时候，都会发现曾经自己对于生活、对于生命抱有不同的物质依附，而 Krishna 是怎么样去帮助他们，怎么样去安排他们的人生，来帮助他们放弃这种各种各样的物质依附的。
So the more we hold on, the more we suffer, and the more we let go, the happier we are.
因此我们如果越是紧抓住不放，就越会受苦，而如果我们越是能够去放手，我们就越会感到快乐。
OK, thank you for the question.
谢谢你的问题。 OK, next one, 我们来看下一个问题。亚努纳提玛玛达吉问，顶拜公母顶拜翻译，我不敢当，请问维亚萨德瓦为什么有被列入十二位传播公爱服务文化的权威人士之内呢？So Yamuna Kira Mataji here is offering her obeisances to you. She's asking that why is Vyasa Dev falls into the category or is one of the 12 Mahajans who preach about Bhakti service, who preach about Bhakti. Why is he in that 12 Mahajans?
I don't think he is. Is he?
I don't know.
His son Sukadev is, but I don't think he is.
Oh, 然后他的儿子 Sukadev 是十二位权威人士之一，但是他本人好像不是。You're checking now?
Yeah,
OK, 我现在去看一看，确定一下是不是。
Yeah, which verse was that? That was a while back, huh?
12 Mahajans. Let me check.
Let's see. Oh, no, that was good.It was recently he mentioned the chart, but this is further back.
Oh, no, there's no.
I found it, yeah.
Okay,
good. Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumar Kapila Mano Kalada Janako Bhijmo Balanir Jaya Sakir Vayam. Yeah, so he says Narada Shiva.Four Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Asagadeva Goswami, and myself. So those are the 12 Mahajans. So is she asking why Vyasadeva is not included?
Why Vyasadeva is one of the 12 Mahajans?
Well, actually, he's not.
实际上维亚萨德瓦并不是十二位权威人士，不是十二位马哈将的。
He's not mentioned. Although Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the incarnation of Vyasa.
当然 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中提到，他就是Krishna is the reincarnation of Vyasa Dev.
So he is that Vyasa Dev is.Expansion of him.
然后他在《薄伽梵歌》当中说到，维亚萨德是他的一个扩展。好，我们来看下一个问题。这位都江堰龙马龙都卓玛妈妈提问。顶拜姑母和翻译姑母不敢当。最近我妈妈把圣灵派给生病的阿姨的时候，病人就心心念念都认认真真念诵圣灵，然后病人在梦中出现一个小孩子给他四颗药，结果吃了就好了。请问这是与 Krishna 有关吗？ So this mother is asking that recently her mother has distributed the holy name to a sick person, an old lady, and the patient was really.Like seriously chanting the holy name, and later on she was in her dream and dreaming that a little kid giving her four pills, and so she took those four pills, and afterwards after she woke up from the dream and she just basically recovered from the sickness. So this Mataji is asking, is this actually related to Krishna?
Well, anyone who chants Krishna's name, the name is there.
任何一个在念诵圣名的人，那么圣名就是在那里的。
We may not be there, in full consciousness, but the name is there.
当我们在念诵的时候，我们可能没有完全的去觉知到 Krishna 的圣灵，并没有完全的为圣灵而在那里。
Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture, he said he's talking about how the Holy Name is present.
他在一次讲座中就谈到圣灵是怎样临在的。
He said, "You should know that the Hare Krishna mantra has an equal effect upon all devotees."
Equal effect on all devotees.、他在讲座中就说到，你们应该知道 Hare Krishna 曼陀对于所有的奉献者都是带来同等的。影响的同等的效果的。
Just like the sunshine has an equal effect on everyone.
就正像阳光对于地球上所有的生灵都是具有同样的效应的。
But if the sunshine is blocked by a cloud, then it has different effects.
然而，如果要是太阳光被云彩给遮住的话，那么它就会带来不同的效果，不同的效应。
Similarly, the influence of the Hare Krishna mantra becomes manifest when one is no longer covered by the ten offenses to chanting.
The influence of the chanting is manifest.
It's not covered. It's the full influence of the Hare Krishna mantra is manifest.But it's no longer covered by the ten offenses.
I see. 因此同样的，当一个人在念诵时没有犯下十项冒犯的话，那么圣名的所有的影响就会全然的展现，而不受到十项冒犯的遮蔽。
The more we become free from the ten offenses, the more the effect of chanting becomes manifested through us.
Through us. 而我们越是能够如果我们越是不会去犯下十项冒犯的话，那么念诵圣名所带来的影响就会越多的供我们展现出来。
Then Prabhupada says, everyone can become a great devotee.
他爸爸说过，每一个人都可以成为一个伟大的奉献者。
Everyone can become free from the offenses, 100%.
他也说过，每一个人可以100%的从对圣名的冒犯中解脱出来。
It simply depends upon our own determination and effort.
而这就很简单的取决于我们自己到底愿意投入多大的决心以及多大的努力。
So, you know, even the Nama Bas chanting that we've been discussing is very, very powerful.
即便是 Nama Bas 的念诵，我们之前已经谈到过了，那也是非常非常强大的。
And Krishna is our best friend, and he's the most merciful.
Krishna 是我们最好的朋友，他是最最最仁慈的。
And he's also very mysterious.
而且 Krishna 也是最为玄秘的。
So who knows?
所以说谁知道呢？
Okay.
Thanks.我们来看下一个问题，亚穆纳提拉玛塔西。这个问题刚才已经回答了。我们看下一个，这位叫拉斯的帕布问，听过说好像进步回归守神，听过说好像进步回归守神很容易，但是没有奉献者，但是很多奉献者说回归神守没那么容易，很多奉献者是无法一世回归的，请问过怎么看？So this Prabhu is asking that hearing what you have just said sounds as if making an advancement and going back to Godhead is very easy, sounds like very easy. But many devotees say that going back to Godhead is not that easy at all. And many devotees cannot go back just within one lifetime. So how do you think?
Well, You know, from if we look at how tiny we are and how powerful Maya is, yeah, it's very discouraging.
Okay. 所以就说啊，就如果我们去看一看自己是多么的渺小，而玛雅的能量是多么的厉害，那么确实，当我们这样去看的时候，就会觉得哇，这真的太令人灰心丧气了，一事无法回归。
Yeah, and we, if we consider how many lifetimes we've been in this material world, it's also very discouraging.
而且如果我们是去想一想，自己都不知道在这个物质世界轮回了多少生世了，那一样的也会特别让人觉得灰心。
And you know, there are many statements in Prabhupada's books and in the scriptures where it's mentioned that you know, by chanting. We immediately, you know, become qualified, purified, and can go back home, back to Godhead.
所以说在很多帕帕的书里面，很多地方以及经典里面都有写到，都提到，就是通一个人通过念诵的话，就能够立刻得到净化，立刻有资格回归所生，回归家园。
And so it said that we've been in the material world since time immemorial. That means that.It's been so long we can't even trace it out.
而且的话呢，说的也是我们是自无法追溯的时代就在这个物质世界里轮回了。说这个无法追溯的时代的话，意思也就是说我们已经这个时间太漫长了，就在玛雅在物质世界待的时间太久了，以至于你根本不知道这个源头就原初的时候是什么时候。
It uses the word immediately becomes purified and you know eligible to go back home back to God.
而且帕帕在他的这个书里面，在他的讲课里面用的不是立刻这个字眼，就立刻得到净化，立刻得到资格回归家园，回归守城。
So time is relative.
而时间是相对的。
Now Prabhupada has said it's possible to go back home in one lifetime, and we should aspire for that.
而且帕帕说过，我们是有可能能够在一世就回归家园的。我们也应该努力，投身于这样的一种，这种目标，这样对，就是把自己投入于这样的目标当中，让自己能够一世回归。
But if we've been in the material world for so long, you can't even calculate it.
然而的话呢，如果我们在物质世界就待了如此漫长的时间，至于你都无法计算到底有多少生世
了。And if we can become purified and go into the spiritual world in one life, two lifetimes, even 10 lifetimes, that's pretty immediate.
Papa's word immediate.所以说如果我们能够在一个生世或者是两个生世或者甚至是在十个生世之内然后就能获得净化能够回归守成的话那么 这相比起自己相比起我在物质世界都不知道待了多少生世而言的话那真的就可以用立刻这个字眼来形容了
So And also, you know, there are so many statements that whatever spiritual progress that we do make, we never lose.
而且的话，我们也知道经典里面说，我们所取得的灵性进步，无论取得了多少灵性进步，都是绝对不会消失的。
So we're all destined to go back home, back to Godhead.
我们都是注定要回归家园，回归守神的。
It may happen in one life, or it may happen in a few lifetimes.
而这个回归家园、回归守神的话呢，可能是发生在一个生世之内，也可能是发生在几个生世之内。
But in, you know, in the from the perspective of eternity, you know, one or two or ten lifetimes is a very very quick.
而如果是站在永恒的视角来看的话。那么一个生世、两个生世或者十个生世，这些都是眨眼而过的瞬间而已。
And you know, even before one goes, you know, even when one still has a material body and mind, one can transcend it and become quite happy.
并且的话呢，即便一个人还在这个物质的躯体和生命心理，但是的话，他都能够去超越身体和心理，然后变得快乐，变得满足。
Even before we give up this body, we become fully happy.
甚至是在我们放弃这个物质躯体之前的时候，我们就已经能够变得全然的满足快乐。
That's also quite possible.
所以这也是很有可能的哦。
So I think the main thing is that, you know, to go back to Godhead in one life or 10 lifetimes, it's relative the way you look at it. Time is relative.
Yeah. 所以说的话呢，这个像你问到的，是在一个能不能在一个生世之内回归大圆，还是说可能会有更长的时间，比如说十个生世等等，那么这个都是一个相对的概念，因为时间就是相对的。
Yeah, but because the chanting is part of the spiritual world, and basically by chanting we're entering the spiritual dimension, the results of the chanting cannot be stopped by anything material.
而由于念诵是灵性的，念诵是灵性世界的一部分，因此当我们在念诵的时候，我们就进入到了灵性的维度之中。由此的话，那么念诵所带来的结果是不可能能够由于任何物质上的事物、物质上的因素而被终止的，而被停止的。
Yeah, so the final result is going back to Godhead, and it's guaranteed.
因此最终的结果那就是回归受身，这是被保证了的。
Yeah, and of course we can speed up the process if we want.
当然我们可以加速这个回归家园的这个过程，如果我们想的话。
There's one verse I can't find it right now where it says that once you begin this process, that even if you want to stay in the material world, Krishna won't let you. He's going to try you back.
Also, say that if one begins this process, and even if he wants to stay, then Krishna will drag him back.
Yeah.
Oh, 所以就或者说有个师姐，但他现在已经找到这个师姐的出处了。然后这个师姐就是说，一旦当一个人开始了这个过程，开始了这个回归家园、回归受舍的过程的话，那么即便这个人想要继续待在物质世界里，但是的话呢，他都没办法继续待，然后 Krishna 都会把他拖着、拽着他，然后把他拉回去。
OK，
好，问题回答完毕，我们来看下一个问题。Hari Vamsa Das 这位卡布问，我想确认一下 Yamaraj 在人死后审判多久，是灵魂离开躯体进入另一个躯体的时间吗？So Hari Vamsa Das here is would like to ask you a question, and he would like to confirm how long does it take for Yamaraj to give the punishment, to give the sentence to the person after the person dies. So the same length of time is between the soul enters, leaves one body and enters another body, that time span?
Yeah, we cannot look at it, you know, in terms of linear time, because time is actually illusory.
我们是能够以线性的时间观来看这个问题的，因为实际上时间是一种幻觉。
Yeah, so it's not really helpful to try and, you know, understand other dimensions and, you know, how long it takes Yamaraj to, you know, it's not like, you know, going to the city hall and going to court.
I understand. 所以说的话呢，就是去试图理解另一个维度的事情，去试图去弄明白，就是这个会花多长时间。这并不等同于我们相当于是从家离开家，然后去比如说坐个交通工具，然后到达市中心去上班等等，不是这个一回事儿。所以它是另外一个维度。所以说试图去理解另外一个维度的话呢，实际上是没有任何注意的。
And many people report that have near-death experiences that, you know, at the time of death, and they've actually died, their whole life flashes before their eyes. And they see everything. and it's all that all happens in you know a few seconds.
并且的话呢，有很多报道都报道了，就是许多人曾经经历过濒死体验。那么当他们在经历濒死体验的时候，他们的那种体验哈，那就是整个一生当中的所有的景象，或者是许多的景象，就像这个就一闪而过，在他们的眼前就完全的这种像幻灯片一样的就过去了，对，像幻灯片一样的就过去了。然而的话，这样的一种状态，这样一种现象，只持续了几秒钟而已。
I guess the only way to know for sure is to die and see Emma.
所以说你能够唯一确认的方式，那就是当你死了以后，你见到阎罗王，然后你就会知道这个到底时间会有多久。
We don't want to do that.
当然，我们不想去见到阎罗王。
Okay.
好，我们来看下一个问题。杨拜莲应该是我们巴拉吉问，林拜姑在提问。Nishtha的稳定阶段有哪些特征？感恩姑的解答，顶拜所有的奉献者。So this Mataji here is asking overlap businesses, and she's asking what are the symptoms of Nishtha steadiness? Could you please explain?
Yeah, sometimes Prabhupada describes that as the liberated position.
有些时候怕他会把 Nishtha 的稳定阶段描述为是解脱了的阶段。
It's meaning we're no longer identifying with our mind and body, even though we still have one.
然后意思也就是说，即便我们还有一个物质的躯体和心意，但是我们已经不再去认同于心意和身体了。
Yes, so we don't identify with our thoughts or the feelings in the body. It doesn't mean we don't have thoughts and that we don't have feelings.
那我们不去认同于自己的念头，不去认同于自己的身体当中的感觉，但是这并不意味着我们就不会有念头出现，就不会有身体的各种感觉出现。
And so we don't suffer anymore.
因此当我们不再去认同于念头、感受和身体的感觉的时候，我们就不会再受苦了。
So the symptom of one who is Nishtha is that he doesn't lament the past and he doesn't hanker for happiness in the future, that he's happy now, he's living in the present.
因此的话呢，一个处于 Nishtha 稳定阶段的奉献者所具备的特征，那就是他不再去悲伤过去，也不再去渴望未来找快乐、找到幸福，而他就只是对于活在当下就已经感到了非常非常的快乐了。
And want to peacefully chant.
那么，并且一个人能够很平和的念诵。
Yeah, so no longer moody up and down, you know.
而不会是这种非常情绪化的，然后增强情绪出现跌宕起伏的状态。
Yeah, so these are easy symptoms to see.
所以刚才提到的是一些很容易能够观察得到的症状，对特征。
Yeah, so you know, before we became devotees, there were so many things that happened in our past that were continually disturbing us in the present, right? Because we kept thinking about them and kept lamenting.
比如说，那就是当我们在成为奉献者之前的时候，那肯定就是过往发生过很多事情，而这件事情就当时就是会在某一刻突然间冒出来，然后就会让我们觉得很被打扰或者很伤心等等。
Yeah, there's so many people in the world. They're famous. They're rich. They're beautiful. There's so many people in the world.
Yes.
That are famous.They're rich, they're beautiful.
这个世界上有许许多多的人，然后是很出名，很有钱，然后也是非常这个颜值很高的，长得非常漂亮的。
Everybody wants to be like them.
然后所有人都想要去，都崇拜这些人嘛，都想要成为这样的人。
And then when they kill themselves, no one can understand why do they do that.
而当这些很出名、很有钱、很漂亮的人 自杀，就是终止了他们自己的生命之后，其他很多人这些普罗大众都无法理解，就为什么这些人会干这事儿。
It's a deeply unhappy.
因为这些自杀的人的话，他们的内心是有着深刻的痛苦的，非常非常的不快乐。
And they're deeply unhappy because they're living in the past.
而他们遭受着深刻的痛苦，是由于他们they're living in the past. 哦，是因为他们活在过去。
Yeah, they're constantly remembering, you know, some past trauma.
他们持续不断地回忆起过去发生的创伤性事件。
Yeah, maybe they were bullied, or parents committed suicide, and who knows what happened, but that trauma is still affecting them.
嗯，也许他们曾经可能被别人欺负过、霸凌过，然后或者他们的父母曾经自杀过等等，遭受过某种悲剧，然后而这些过往的事件的话呢，会依然时不时的冒出来打扰他们，然后依然给予他们痛苦。
And there are many people that have so-called everything that are never satisfied, and they want more and more.
嗯，并且的话呢，有很多人已经拥有了许许多多的物质上的富足，但是的话呢，他们仍然觉得自己拥有的不够，仍然想要更多。
Both cases are persons they can't appreciate what they already have right now.
嗯，那么就刚才提到的这两种状况而言的话，那就是像这样的人的话呢，他们是无法去欣赏和感恩在当下、在现在他们所拥有的一切。
Everyone has eternal consciousness, we just don't know it.
每个人、每个生命都具有永恒的知觉，只不过这些人还不知道而已。
Well, once you know it, then you no longer lament the past or anger for anything in the future, and you're there staying.
嗯，而一旦当你真正明白你是永恒的知觉存在的话，那么你就不会再去悲伤过去，再去渴求未来，而是非常稳定的活在当下。
So that's very easy to estimate within oneself. We can look and see, how free are we from lamenting the past and angry in the future? How present are we right now?
嗯，因此的话呢，我们可以这样的方式来判断、来衡量自己的是否处于 nishtha 的阶段，然后或者是在多大程度上能够稳定的做证明，这是一个很容易的方式，那就是去看看自己有多少时间，然后在多大程度上是在悲伤过去，在渴求未来，然后在多大程度上能够真正的去欣赏和感恩当下此刻的生命，当下此刻自己所拥有的一切。
OK，next
one。嗯，我们来看下一个问题。荣，这位奉献者问：顶拜布鲁，感谢翻译，谢谢你。不成为奉献者，但仍然每天唱诵哈尔克什纳曼陀、马哈曼陀，听课、看帕帕的书，但是不设神坛，也不加入奉献者，可以吗？So this devotee is asking that if a person does not become a devotee but still every day chants Hare Krishna mantra and listens to the lectures and read Prabhupada's books but does not establish the altar and does not join devotee Sangha, is this okay?
how do you define a devotee?
你怎么样来去定义奉献者呢？
Once Lord Chaitanya was asked that question.
曾经就有人这样问过主裁判呀。
He said anyone who chants Hare Krishna even once.
然后他就说任何一个哪怕只念诵了一遍 Hare Krishna mantra 的人都是奉献者。
Yeah. So, anyone who has faith in God and his name is a devotee, even if they're not, part of our group.
Part of a group.
Part of what group?
Part of our group, you mean like ISKCON?
Yeah.
就是说任何一个人，只要他对神 对上帝有信心，然后对神的圣名有信心，那么即便他不是伊斯汤当中的一员，那他都是一位奉献者。
Yeah, so that person is at the level of faith. They're, you know, they're on the train.
所以这样的人的话呢，是已经登上了这列火车的。
Yeah, no. Then, as one advances, one becomes more eager to associate, you know, with others.
而当一个人有了更多一点进步的话，那么他就会更加热切的想要去和其他志同道合的人交往、联谊了。
And then, you know, there's different gradations where one makes more commitment and takes up the practice more and more seriously.
然后并且的话呢，就是就一个人许下承诺来更加严肃的进入到这个修习过程。那么它其实这个当中也是分为一个层级的，就是分为这种不同的程度，对不同的程度。
Yeah, Krishna is in everyone's heart as a Chaitanya Guru as well.
而且 Krishna 作为 Chaitanya Guru 位于每一个人的心中。
So as we surrender unto him, you know, he rewards us and arranges our life accordingly.
随着我们向 Krishna 臣服，那么 Krishna 也会相应的来回报我们，然后并且安排我们的人生。
And some people are more inclined, you know, to being members of religious organizations than others.
并且有些人会比另外一些人更加倾向于去成为宗教组织的一员。
So ideally, you know, we want to make ISKCON a house that everyone can live in.
ideally, we want to make ISKCON a what? Or
a house that everyone.
I see. 严格的去遵循帕帕的训示和教导。
But we have to make room for others who, you know, may not be so strict, or give them an opportunity, you know, to begin wherever they're at.
而同时的话，我们也要给予其他人，给予其他这些不愿不还暂时不想很。严肃的去遵循帕帕的训示的这些人空间，给予他们机会，使得他们能够基于他们现在或者是基于他们想要的任何一种状态来开始他们的灵修。
Yeah, the world is strict with himself, but soft with others.
所以说奉献者就是严于律己，宽于待人。
So we want to be liberal-minded.
因此我们想要自己是非常叫做开明的对待所有人。
Whereas Vaisheshika Prabhu says we should just spare the spark.
或者正如Vaisheshika Prabhu所说的，我们就煽风点火，就是执意哈，然后意思就是说就不断的去扇扇子，然后把这个火花拿给扇得更。就是更旺盛，然后把这个火扇得越烧越大。
Okay,
next one. 我们来看下一个问题。Ishvaran Didi Mahaji 问：感恩姑听了您讲的这一刻，心里真是又感安慰，再也不用担心活着和死去的事了，做好我们自己要做的事情就好。就行，很需要常常听到这样的激励与抚慰，顶拜咕噜。请问咕噜妈妈，我们在读提拉克的时候应该用什么样的心态呢？就是咕噜妈妈就问，不好意思。So this Ishvaran Mataji here is very grateful, saying her gratitude towards you, saying that hearing this lecture and I feel very I feel relieved, feel that I don't need to worry about being alive and death. We just need to do what we supposed to do, and that's it. That's already good enough. So hearing this kind of encouragement and comfort. Anyway, hearing such encouragement and inspiration is really good and really necessary for me. So, and she's offering her businesses onto you.
Oh, thank you for that uplifting comment.
Mm. 谢谢你说的这一番让我感到很振奋的话语。
Thank you very much.
It's very
relieving for me to hear that.
Also,
I can't listen to my own lectures. I can't stand the sound of my voice, and I feel like I just blabber on and on, so it's nice to hear positive feedback.
Okay. 或者说他说他自己受不了他听他自己的声音，然后他听到他自己声音他就受不了，所以说他觉得他每次讲课就感觉就是不断的在唠叨，就是听到有奉献者这样给他积极的回馈的话，他仍然觉得很安慰。Okay. Next one.
对。
嗯，好，我们来看下一个问题。刚才这位 Charu Mai 请问，其实跟妈妈讲我们在读提拉课的时候应该用什么样的心态？ So this devotee is asking that what kind of mentality should we adopt when we are wearing tilak?
Oh, well, just be conscious, Krishna conscious.
那就是觉知到 Krishna, 有 Krishna 知觉这样一种心态状态来读提拉课。
That the body is the temple of the Lord. The Lord is sitting within the heart.
我们的身体就是神的庙宇，神就栖居在我们的心灵之中。
Right, it's a rental. It's not something we own.
这个身体是我们租来的，不是我们所有的。
So we should take care of it because eventually we have to return it.
所以说我们必须得好好照顾身体，因为最终就你借别人的东西一定要还嘛，所以你最终要把这身体还给别人。
Yeah, the human body is meant for self-realization, so we should utilize, you know.Every moment we have in this body to wake up and to serve the Lord.
并且的话呢，人体生命的目的就是目的就在于达到自我觉悟。因此，我们应该利用好这个身体还活着的每一个时刻，来让自己醒来，来去服务 Krishna， 服务至尊主。
So it's Krishna's gift to us, so we shouldn't take it for granted.
因此这个身体是 Krishna 给予我们的礼物，我们就不该想当然的认为自己就该得该有这个身体一样的。
Whereas I think it was a Zen monk that said that you should practice like you have 99 years, but you shouldn't waste a second.
You should practice like you have 99 years.
Yeah, you know, we can do our practice like we had 99 years in this body, right? So we don't have to be uptight about the time or stressed out. We shouldn't waste our time. We shouldn't even waste a second.
What is the beginning part of the sentence? Sorry, like what said?
Well, we can perform our practice like we had 99 years in this body, right?
Okay.
To complete.
I get it. I saw that you were quoting from someone.
Well, I heard it was a famous Zen monk. I don't know if it was a Chinese Zen monk or a Japanese Zen monk.
Okay, got it. 所以说，就是我曾经听到有一个这个禅宗的和尚说过这样一句话，但是他不知道是在具体哪个国家的这个和尚哈，就说过，就是我们应该就仿佛自己有99年的生命在进行灵性修习。这个意思是什么呢？就你有99年的时间，就是说，就不被至于觉得哦，我马上就要死了，然后这种就很紧张，然后就是时间很紧迫的这样一种状态，然后所以就是很平和的觉得自己是有很多很多的时间可以用来灵修，但同时的话，我们也不应该浪费哪怕一分一秒的时间。
But actually, it's mentioned that that's one of the qualities of one on the level of Bhava Bhakti is that he doesn't want to waste.A second, you know, without keeping his connection to the Lord through service.
而这个是处于一个巴巴巴提阶段的奉献者所具备的品质，那就是他不愿意浪费哪怕一秒钟，来没有去通过做服务来维系他和至尊主之间的连接。
So even if we're not on the level of spontaneous devotion, we should take every opportunity. We should see everything that happens to us in life as an opportunity to awaken out of Maya and be a servant of the Lord.
所以说虽然我们即便还没有到达自发的奉献服务的阶段，但是我们应该抓住每一个机会，应该把人生当中发生的每一件事情作为一个机会，来让自己得以觉醒，来能够真正的去服务至尊主。
Okay,
next one, 我们来看下一个问题。这位叫 Das 的奉献者问，躯体化的生命观具体是如何体现呢？ So this person is asking, what is exactly the godly concept of life? How does it manifest?
Oh, well, it just means that actually everything that happens in the mind is through the mind.
It happens in the mind and to the mind. So you were saying that this is what the godly conception of life is?
Yeah.
所以说躯体化的生命观指的就是所有的一切都是发生在心念之中，并且所有的一切都是对心意发生着的，就是对他向的心意，对着心意发生。
Yeah, so like when you taste something.
实际上是当你品尝到某个东西的时候
It's simultaneous a picture in your mind or you tasting it.
那么当你在嘴巴里嚼着这个东西或者尝着这个东西的时候，然后同时的脑海里你的心里是有这个东西的画面在那儿。
So even right now if you close your eyes
那就即便现在如果你闭上眼睛
and you move your tongue around in your mouth
然后你用舌头在你的嘴巴里转动。
You can feel your teeth, right?
你的舌头是可以感受得到你的牙齿，对吧？
You can feel the roof of your mouth.
你能感受到这个嘴巴上面的这个上颚。
And within your mind's eye, you can see a picture of your tongue and your mouth.
而就在你心意的眼睛里面。心意相当于就是有眼睛一样的，能够看到你的舌头，能够看到你的嘴巴，这个里面的牙齿。
Of course, that's just a projection. It's not real.
当然，这个心意所看到的这个画面，只是一种投射，一种影像，却并不是真实的。
And simultaneously, a thought that this is me.
并且同时还会有一个念头冒出来，这个念头就是哦，这就是我。
So it's like a movie being played in the mind.
所以这就像是在心里上映的一场电影一样。
And we're watching the movie.
我们就在看着电影。
And we're thinking, I'm in the movie.
我们就觉得自己就身处电影之中。
But in reality, we're not in the movie, we're just watching the movie.
然而在现实当中，我们并不是身处电影之中，而我们只是在旁边看着电影。
And the movie is always about the past and the future.
而电影总是关乎于过去和未来的。
Even when you touch your teeth with your tongue, and you see a picture in your mind of your tongue and your teeth, that picture is not immediate. It's actually already past.
That picture is not immediate.
It's already something of the past.
Okay. 而即便的话，你用你的舌头去触碰你的牙齿，你的心意里面冒出一个画面，冒出一个影像。你看到这个影像，像是你的舌头在触碰你的牙齿，但是这个影像的话呢，却已经是过去的一个事物，过去的一个东西了。它并不是在当下此刻发生的。
Yeah. So the soul, the consciousness of the soul, is absorbed. In the pictures in the mind and the sense information that's going into the mind, and it has no awareness of itself. It's just watching a movie and has forgotten itself.
而因此的话呢，个体灵魂的知觉就完全的沉浸于这个心理当中的内容，完全的沉浸于进入到心理当中的各种感官信息，而没有觉知到他自己，就是这种忘我的看着电影，然后投入在电影故事里。So
that's the bodily conception of blood.
这就是关于生命的躯体化概念。
The concept is in the mind.
概念就在心里。
That I am this body.
那这个概念就是我就是这个身体。
That has a past.
而我有这样一个过去。
A place of birth.
一个出生地。
A name.
我有个名字。
A family.
一个家庭。
Yeah. It didn't exist before the body.
而所有刚才提到的那一切，在这个身体出现之前都是不存在的。
And that concept will disappear at the end of the body.
然后等到这个身体消失的时候，消亡的时候，所有的这些概念也会随之消失。
It's not real, it's just a concept.
而这些东西并不是真实的，这只是一个概念而已。
It's like when we go to watch a movie, we forget we're watching the movie. We think we are the movie. We're never the movie.
这就像是我们去看电影的时候，我们觉得自己就身处电影故事之中，我们忘了自己是在看电影。然而，我们永远都不可能成为电影本身。That's
the best description I can give.
这就是我能给到你的最好的这个解答了。Okay.
How many more questions are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
OMG! We'll have to continue next week, but I'm so encouraged by so many questions. I was thinking there were going to be no questions.
顾问说实在抱歉，他这个由于时间不够了，所以说他只有把这个剩下的六个问题，我们几乎下天期待给大家解答，大家觉得非常的受鼓舞。然后因为他原来想可能大家都没问题。And
also, I might encourage other. I don't want everyone just to give a comment and flatter me, but it's nice to express. Whatever realizations you're having as well, you know, there's something that has helped you. Sometimes it also helps others.
Oh, you mean not just asking questions, huh?
Yeah, but even just your, you know, like reflection, something you've learned or what has helped you. Or.
OK, I see. 然后是这样，他这样说，他说我不是这样说，就是好让你们都发言来表来感谢我，然后来赞美我，不是这个意思。<laughs> Okay,
so we'll get to your questions next week, the ones that we couldn't answer this week, and so don't feel discouraged.
就是说，我们下星期就来回答大家的问题，请你们一定要来听课，然后不要觉得我们回答最终没回答到，然后你们就觉得灰心了。<laughs>
So thank you, Nani and Samuki and somebody else is also
helping. Radha Priya.
Radha Priya, oh yeah, right. Thank you all for helping with this broadcast. And my obeisances to all the devotees and to Srila Prabhupada and to Srimad Bhagavatam.
感谢Radha Priya妈妈这次来协助转播，所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于来听课的奉献者，所有的荣耀都归于圣涅伯江瓦坦。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 开昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna，愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。